We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are live in Las Vegas. Press conference just ended, and now people are milling about the media center. And we'll be out here tomorrow as well, getting you ready for Pacquiao and Broner on pay-per-view Saturday night, but we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Omar Kelly, who covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel, is with us. Hello, Omar.
Hello, gentlemen. How's Vegas treating you?
Well, we haven't been here very long yet, but we're going to get our beaks wet when the show is over, because we got 2 hours left.
Your debauchery when the
debauchery begins in about 2 hours. And remember, in 2 hours, it's just 3 o'clock here for us. So we're going to get things rolling.
Got
we're going to
vitamin pack ready.
He's got a vitamin pack. Do you believe in these, Omar? So this happened. Well, no. Not a Z-pack. That's a prescription. Yeah. I'm talking about last time we were out in Vegas. I'm not kidding you, Omar. Crowder pulled up lame one night. Yep. We go out to a steakhouse or whatever, and this dude, his eyes are watering. He's sneezing.
Nauseous.
He's gasping for breath. And I say, dude, you going to make it? Now, this is the kind of illness where I'm in the room. I'm not even going out. We're going to a steakhouse. He's like, hey, let me try to tough it out or whatever. He's fading, though. Like, I'm watching him. He is physically fading. We get out of the steakhouse, and it wasn't on the strip, so we're off the strip, and there's like a little convenience store right next door. Crowder walks into the convenience store. He buys a vitamin pack at checkout counter.
$1.29.
$1.29.
Yeah.
And you know, with his teeth and whatever, he just chews up the pills.
You just chewed up.
Just chews him up. He doesn't have a drink near him. He just chews him up.
That's a football player right
there.
Oh,
my God. He's told me before that a lot of times when he was taking prescriptions, he just chew them. He doesn't need any water or anything.
It breaks it down and it absorbs faster.
Right. So he chews up this vitamin pack, and now we're walking a little bit. I look at him. He's a new man. This is 20 minutes later. 20 minutes later. $1.29. Now, he bought a vitamin pack today before the show. He went to a gas station. It says on it, free super energy booster. So you get a free green pill that's a super energy booster. It's $1.29. The price is written into the package. So it's not even like someone can price it. And then it just says great on it. And then it says contains beta-carotene, B-complex, C-complex, mineral mix, aloe vera, bioflavonoids.
I absolutely believe in that.
And, you do?
And not only that. Oh, absolutely. No question about it. How many pills did you take when you were a Dolphins player? How many pills did they push to you, Crowder? Not painkillers, but just all your vitamins, all your your ginsengs, all your – I talked to Kiko Alonso, and I asked him, because, you know, I'm into all this stuff, too. And he was taking his fish oil. And I said, you know, Kiko, how many fish oils do you take in a day? Because I'm told you're not really supposed to take more than three. Kiko, he didn't want to tell me his number. Then I was like, come on, man, give me your number. He was like, 12. I said,
Oh, my, the salt pills, the calcium pills, the this pill, that, they, anything you want. Oh, you, what's hurting? Okay, we have a mineral for that. And then, I've told the story before, they started calling Vicodin Crowder Advil, because I'd ask for a Vicodin. I don't care what. Hey, my fingernail hurts. Can I have one of them Vicodin?
And you just chew it up, right?
Yeah,
you need to swallow it?
Let's swallow it.
Chew it up.
Put it under my tongue.
But Omar, don't get it twisted. I'm not saying that pills and vitamins and supplements don't work, because I'm a believer in them. I'm talking about specifically the $1.29 pack at the gas station that says in big red letters, great.
Never lie.
The place where I go to get some of my pills, you got to go to the dollar store sometimes. They got some B12 up in that dollar store for a dollar now. You get a 60 pack of B12.
B12's a shot. It got to a point I was taking so much B12 shots, they just gave me needles and a little bottle of B12. I get my own
shots.
How
much can I get for just one B?
You want 12?
You want can't a afford 12. How much for just a B1? All right, let me talk Dolphins here. Omar Kelly, is it big news when Mel Kiper says that in his mock draft the Dolphins will take Kyler Murray? Does that constitute big news?
Not really big news, because it's just speculation, and he's the worst of the worst. But I do believe that Kyler Murray is on the Dolphins' radar. They'll downplay it. They'll down talk him, because if they are interested in him, they want to make sure that he's there. It's not going to be like a Baker Mayfield situation where they had their eyes on Baker, and they hoped that he would get in within range for them. But Baker was going to be the number one pick, which wasn't a surprise to me. Kyler Murray, he's more than likely going to be there at 13 just because of the height issues, and hopefully people talk up the height issues. I mean, when he declared for the draft and now this whole baseball thing, you're going to hear two stories with Kyler Murray. How much is he committed to football? Because you know, Crowder, they need to hear that you will live and die football.
Yeah.
And the height issue. And the height is going to be real, but then you've got so many small quarterbacks like Drew, not so many, but now Baker Mayfield just did it. Drew Brees.
And Russell. Yeah, I'm Seattle.
Yeah, and Kyler Murray, what I think is going to stand out to him and what's going to make him a first-round pick, and I definitely do believe that he's a first-round pick, is the fact that he excels on third down, which is how I now, after 10 years, will be evaluating a quarterback forever.
And now let me ask you about that, because I have a different swing on the baseball thing where – the height thing, I mean, like you said, you've named Drew Brees, Russell, that's enough for me. You can be short. Now Baker's doing what he's doing. That's out the window. The 5'9 thing, if he can play. The whole committed to football, it's not that he's not going to put the work in. It's that my thing, is that I don't know many guys that had a $1 million backup plan. Most guys retire and they go coach football or they go try to get on. Like this guy, if he gets to a point where he gets sacked too much or if he just doesn't like the game of football at that next level, he could literally walk away. But, he's walking into a multi-million dollar backup plan.
Yeah, no question. There are a lot of people who believe that he'll be a better baseball player than he will be a football player. I have not broken down his film. I've watched his game some, but I've not broken down his film. So I don't really know what I have mixed opinions about the whole height thing. I remember I dealt with Pat White. This is an interesting story here. I'm going to share it with you. First time I've ever shared it. So I dealt with Pat White, and I remember that year, 2009, Bill Parcells, who hadn't been to the Senior Bowl in a decade, shows up to the Senior Bowl, learned that he shows up specifically to watch Pat White practice. Now, that's the year that the Dolphins fell gaga, Google gaga over Pat White, who was ahead of his time, obviously, and drafted him in the second round. Now, that turned into such a colossal failure for Miami that the next year, when Russell Wilson was there and people that I trusted, including Dave Hyde, said, this is the guy. Go get this guy. He is the guy. Ignore his height. I went up to Russell Wilson at the Senior Bowl. I literally shook his hand, looked him eye to eye, and said, nah, Pat White failed, you're going to fail too, and walked away. I was done. And lesson learned, it's not about the height, it's about what the heart says. Pat White's heart really wasn't into football, and he learned that the one time he got really hit in Pittsburgh, he was done. Russell Wilson's heart was always into football, and he shows that on every single down.
Omar Kelly is with us. If they are actually looking at Kyler Murray, right, then that means what Adam Schefter had written last week that the Dolphins were,
That's a total smokescreen. Yes.
Okay, they may be looking at a quarterback. So next season might not be the season that – okay, all right.
They're
and what about
– looking at the quarterback.
Could it only be – do you think that they're looking at Nick Foles or Teddy Bridgewater?
No, I don't think they're looking at a veteran. I think they might find a veteran depending on the price. They're going to have to get a bridge quarterback. My theory is they're going to release Tannehill because nobody's going to trade for him. They're going to draft a quarterback, not saying it's first round. Maybe it's the second round. Maybe they go with a real Greer, and they'll get a veteran. They're just trying to give this team a fresh start. And they might draft a quarterback next year. There's no saying that you can – okay, where's the rule that you have to draft a quarterback this year and not draft one for another 3 years? Why can't you draft them back-to-back? In fact, the Dolphins drafted them back-to-back when they selected Chad Henne. They drafted them back-to-back-to-back, John Beck, Chad Henne, and then Pat White, 3 years in a row. The problem is all of them were horrible.
I was going to say, you got to try to get one that works, though.
The problem with that, though, is that you're using assets to address the same position where there's only one of them.
So who cares?
Three draft picks for one position.
As long as you don't get it right, you better keep picking because you wasted a decade because you didn't want to pick because you got it wrong with Chad Henne and Pat and Ryan Tannehill. You wasted an entire decade because you didn't want to pick anymore. You were scared. Where did that get you?
Where we are now, rebuilding and bringing in a new coach and a new everything, firing everybody. We've talked in the past, though, we talk all the time, and you were saying there's a chance Xavier Howard's not here next year.
Yeah.
There's a chance, like you kind of said, nobody's untouchable. There's no players on this team that could be built around that need to be staples on the Dolphins team, like a young-ass lockdown corner.
I think that Laremy Tunsil is as close to untouchable as you get because no matter what quarterback you take, he's going to need somebody to protect his blind side or he's not going to be living much for very long. So Laremy Tunsil is as close to untouchable as it gets. But Xavier Howard is commanding a $70 million contract. Write that down. And that's the baseline. So you better be willing to pay that price. And if you're not willing to pay that price, you better move him right now while the value is at its highest. And it is at its highest. So you better figure out what you're going to pay Xavier Howard. 5 years, $70 million got to be the baseline. And if you're not willing to pay that, then you better move him for a first round pick or the equivalent of it. Because if you move him for a second, you'll have lost complete value.
Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel, quickly, because you covered Adam Gase for three seasons. Did you feel bad for him at all Monday at that abomination of a press conference?
Man, Adam Gase's check is always going to clear. I'm never going to feel bad. no matter what, they were going to mock him, no matter what he did. But the whole little – and here's the thing about it. I've seen those eyes for quite a while. Not that bad, but yeah. But we're – like, if you get –
Is Omar there?
Looking for Lero.
I don't think so.
Look at yourself, Lero.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to look at yourself.
Hey,
you
Kodak Black, are we going to reconnect with Omar?
I hope so.
No, we don't even have time. I just wanted to bring in Kodak Black. All right, we heard enough. It's all right. What happened? You disconnected him, Lero?
No, his phone went to crap probably.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought maybe you disconnected
him. Why would I disconnect him?
Easy out for him.
Did you hear your update about 16 minutes ago when you said the same line twice?
I dumped it, okay?
All right. It doesn't work either. You know, these young radio producers, they think if they miss say something or whatever, hit the dump button and it magically disappears. It just throws off the entire broadcast. It erases 15 seconds. It takes a while. The dumping thing.
It worked for me, okay?
It didn't work for you. I guarantee you it didn't work.
And you can't dump the streaming.
Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
It is such a millennial attitude, which is, I have a dump button here. So if I say something that was incorrect, I hit the dump button and it's gone. It never happened. But it screws up the entire broadcast. Yeah, get yourself straight, Valero.
No.
Look at yourself.
Look at yourself.
I keep looking at myself. I don't see anything.
Stop looking at yourself.
I hope so.
Got to get one of these free energy super booster great packs.
I do
eat
need
that
one
right
of those,
now.
Yeah.
Eat that pack.
You want me to eat this right now?
You'll be off the chain.
Full head of hair and by what? Full head of hair by 4:45.
4:45 on the dot.
I eat this pack of vitamins.
Woof.
Full head of hair by 4:45.
Oh, man, Afro.
All right, we got to take a break because I got to eat these vitamins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.